There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday, the 28th of January. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here to work our way through the blizzard of 2015. Ooh. Blizzard showed no mercy on Boston. Ooh. New York got off easy. Ooh. A howling blizzard. Ooh. Global warming. Ooh. It's awful. Ooh. Winds 70 miles an hour. Ooh. Ooh. Well, having spent the day yesterday in a snowplow truck, or several of them, and seeing, I think I actually sent you a picture, Kenny, of the homestead with some drifts here and there. Did I not? Did I get that?
Yes,
get to you?
You did. It's at Facebook.com.
All right, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. See what the house looks like. Actually, you should go out and take a picture of the roads, the roadways. It really is. It was one of the top 10 storms in my memory. Anyway, a lot of snow. Fortunately, I sit here with whatever thankful approach I can take to the fact that it was dry because it's cold, and that is really a factor. And how quickly you can get out of it, how much electricity is out, that sort of thing. So digging out continues. Not much of a problem south of New York City, but as soon as you get into Connecticut, sort of central Connecticut up through central Massachusetts, more actually eastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island along the coast, up into New Hampshire to a point, over on the coast of Maine, and it was a big snowstorm. 2 feet. I think yesterday I said when I was on the air at this point, we had about 14, 15 inches, and it looked like they had downgraded the storm. Well, they did everywhere, pretty much except here. We ended up with 34 inches of snow yesterday. And you can imagine, because it's cold, the good thing is the snow's dry, but everything that's left on the surface after you plow it becomes ice. So I got both of the plow trucks that I have on the farm stuck. And at the end of the day, I was in both of them because I was by myself by 8 o'clock last night. Both of them were stuck. The tractors were stuck. I just walked back, and that was the end of that. So that's my own story. There are a lot of great stories that have been told. It's a bitter morning, paralyzing winds. Now the winds have subsided. But the forecast is interesting. I apologize because there was some of the stuff in terms of pinpointing where it was going to go that were right and others not. Airport, forget it. If you're in any airport in New England, you can forget it for even probably another day or so. But New York's fine. So that's the story in a nutshell. Now, Tom Kreitler, who runs the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is going to join us in a moment with some tips on how you can best survive in circumstances like this weather-wise. That's next on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Joining us now on the Good Day program is Tom Kreitler, a.k.a. Mr. Money Pit.
I don't know that I've ever called you that before.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I like Mr. Money Pit, but that's right. Okay.
Do you like Ms. Money Pit better? Leslie's got that taken care of.
She's got that one, yeah.
Tom and Leslie are the hosts of the wonderful Money Pit radio program airing around the country every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, moneypit.com. There are blogs everywhere. And from that, I've invited Tom to help us get ourselves out of some of the pickles that we may be in with the storm 24 hours old at this point in time. The storm itself is over, but we still are going to have the ruminating effects of this going on well into the weekend, if not beyond. So Tom is going to share with us some tips for emergency snow survival, because I guarantee this isn't the last storm of the season, boys and girls. So you didn't do, you're in New Jersey, you didn't have much snow down there at all, did you?
Well, yeah, but I live along the Jersey shore, and we had a good 18 inches here, so we had a pretty significant storm.
Oh, I didn't know you had that much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So what did you do? Let's start with what Tom Kreitler did to fix it so that he didn't have his wife yelling at him, where's the girl here? What's the matter with, what's going on here? You're the Money Pit guy.
Well, you know, the first thing I did, Doug, is earlier this year, before we were even thinking of snow, actually purchased a snowblower. Now, I will tell you, this is the first time in my life.
I remember you told me that.
Bought a snowblower.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did so because, I guess, my snow shoveling staff, be it my college-age children, are dwindling. They're away at school. So I no longer had accessibility to slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, what the heck, why not? And I picked up a Snapper snowblower.
Why did you choose that brand?
I really liked the brand. I liked the fact that it had a Briggs & Stratton engine.
Yep,
I liked
very dependable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Very dependable engine. And this was a two-stage snowblower that was basically a single-stage design. And that means that not only does it sweep the snow, it basically grinds it up and throws it off to the side.
Let me just add, as a farm guy, maybe even if you didn't grow up on the farm, we all know Briggs & Stratton. This is not a commercial for Briggs & Stratton, but it is a realization that their simple, straightforward design, which is still pretty much the way it has been forever and ever.
Very dependable.
The Honda engines are okay, but I've had small Bobcats with these Honda engines on them, and they don't last. So Briggs & Stratton is probably, what, a 10 or 12 horse? How big is it?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not very big.
No.
It really works well. Very dependable.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
And the one thing I would add about snow blowers is that you want to be very careful because snow and ice do get stuck in these things.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that this just seems crazy to even have talk about, people do this. They use their hands. They reach into the blades and they clear the snow. And you would think, well, that's really dumb to do when the snow blower is operating, but if I turn it off, I'm safe. No, actually, you're not because those blades can have a lot of sort of built-up tension in them that's being sort of held back by whatever that obstruction is. And once you clear it, it can rotate, you know, a half a turn or even a full turn.
Take it out of your finger if that's
exactly. It can be very, very dangerous. You have to be careful with those snow blowers.
Yep.
And once, of course, you get that snow cleared and you're going to put down some salt on those surfaces, of course, that's a great idea. But you want to choose calcium chloride as opposed to rock salt, which is sodium chloride. And the reason is because of the corrosiveness of rock salt. It will actually cause pits into your concrete surfaces and driveways. And, you know, I have folks every spring call a radio show and say, what happened? This was a rough winter. I've got all these holes in my sidewalk. Well, you know, what's going on? I'm like, well, you used rock salt, and it just absolutely causes these pits. They could be an inch deep, and, you know, they're not easy to fix. You end up living with it half the time, or you've got to sort of skim coat the entire sidewalk surface with an epoxy.
By the way, that tip is worth what you paid to be listening to this program, folks. That is a very important tip. All right, let's go to the cars that are stuck in the snow, tires. We have a lot of people, young people, driving small cars, don't have snow tires, don't know how to drive.
Right.
And so the practical side of this, the fact that you can't get any traction anywhere, maybe use the rock salt, the sand, but what else can you do?
If you're stuck at home, like in your driveway, and you don't have any of that, you can use, you can use kitty litter. That works well. And you can use bird seed. And, of course, as you say, sand works as well, too.
But hold on just a second. You put bird seed down, let your cat out.
No. No, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the right idea.
No, okay, excuse me.
No. Also, it's a good idea just to keep a small shovel in your car. I mean, the small folding shovel, something like that, just to get the snow out from underneath the tires. That can really make the difference.
Right, exactly. All right. So now we have traction. We've got that taken care of. Keep de-icers around. Most of the stuff you should put in your car. It should be in the car. Right
now, yeah, like before the storm.
Right.
You know, I like to keep a mixture of calcium chloride and sand mixed together on my back porch. So it's right there. It's easy to grab and go. So
now, the $64 question is, where you are, perhaps there wasn't so much up where I am in New England, power outages galore.
Yeah.
What do we do for a Briggs & Stratton design kind of, 5,000 kilowatt generator? What's best for home usage here?
Well, I just updated. I had a standby generator before. Now, a standby generator is a built-in generator, and mine was an 11K, which handled about three-quarters of the circuits in my house. And it was great to have, and I got through 9 days of power outages when Hurricane Sandy hit with this. It had been about 10 years old at that point, so this year I updated that to a 20kW Kohler whole house generator. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy with that because now the entire home is covered. When the power goes out, it just takes over, repowers everything. If it was
automatically,
and I get an alert on my iPhone. It's got an app that basically goes with it, and I know that's what's happening. But listen, if you've got a portable generator, one important point I want to make is this: do not use these in an enclosed area, and that is an open garage.
Yeah.
So many people run these in open garages; those fumes will go right back up and get into the house, and they can poison the entire household. So be very, very careful with the portables. Get them away from the house.
If you don't want to lose your food, the perishables, get a generator. You got to figure out which circuit all this stuff is on, but it's well worth it. The problem is right now you won't find them anyplace. They're gone, gone. So you got to prepare ahead of time. You got to get these things once the weather is good, once things are okay in the sense that we've gotten through this year. We better be prepared better for next year. You can go to any Home Depot, Lowe's, local hardware store. Makes no difference. You won't find, east of Chicago, north of Washington, you will not find a generator at the moment anywhere. So that's it. But they're very important for the stability of what goes on in your home. We're all spoiled. We all, you know, the electricity is out. What do we do? My God, what's going to happen? The pipes will all freeze. We don't have anything to eat. Where do we go? know, right? Kind of use some common
sense. And seriously, think about installing a whole house. I mean, you will not regret it. The prices have come down, and it's just nice to have security.
Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, with lots of good ideas. We posted them in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Number of musical groups that were like the Turtles. These were very successful musicians, started to get together in late 50s, early 60s, made it through the decade of the 60s into the 70s, had lots and lots of hits. I mean, how many of these? The Grassroots, another example. There are tons of these groups that are now involved in several different lawsuits. And the suits started against Sirius, and they wanted royalties for the times their songs have been played on the various Sirius channels. Now, they're suing Apple, Google, and Sony for the same reason. Failing to pay royalties for these songs played over their various digital platforms. This is an unbelievable can of worms. Rich, you remember Flo and Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
They're all part of this as well. So, the argument is that the artists are protected under, and the first suits are all in California, under California law, even though the federal copyright laws don't cover all the music recorded before 1972. They're losing the battle here because the federal courts have said, we don't care about what California law is. These songs have been played all over the place. In fact, you could make an argument not only here in our country, but all around the world, where these recording contracts that they have with the various producers are enforceable, that these groups like the Turtles are owed tens of millions of dollars, and that's what they want. Flo and Eddie took over $10 million out of Sirius XM. Never mind what they can find out, you know, whether they can get out of Apple or Google or Sony or any of the others. So this is a huge behind-the-scenes can of worms, and maybe the reason for this music disappearing, unless they can make a deal with these guys. They're going to have to pay them something for what they played to this point. point. But it could be that, for example, the 50s and 60s channel on Sirius just goes away. Because they can't be paying all of these rights fees. And the same, there has been for, I don't know, 15 years around, maybe not 50 years, but at least 10 or 12 years, there have been a number of suits filed against radio stations, radio station owners, group owners, because there is a difference in what the scale is for paying these people. Pandora, for example. What are some of the other digital platforms, Richie?
Spotify. Okay. Slacker.
All right. So all of those outfits are paying something, and the radio station, so they're trying to come up with some way to get the radio station to pay performance rights fees. And I, as an old disc jockey and management person, would say, what are you talking? What are you, nuts? Without us, nobody would know your song existed. What do you want us to pay you for helping you? And that's how outrageous this is. Maybe I'm speaking from a biased point of view, but I don't see how this is justifiable or right under any circumstances. Why should I pay you when I'm helping you expose your product? I'm sorry, you should be paying me to play this stuff. Like we have commercials on the air. You're paying for us to tell your story. I think it's pretty outrageous. Okay, another suit in the news. Jennifer, you can update us on Phil Phillips, who wants to get out of American Idol. Why?
Yeah, this is Richie's story, actually. But Phil Phillips wants to disconnect from the American Idol record label.
With the California Labor Commissioner claiming that the 19 Entertainment producers have manipulated him. What a shock.
Really?
The American Idol artist is manipulated.
Yeah.
But he says they don't tell him anything. To the point, they didn't even tell him the title of his last album. He read it online.
Oh, wow.
They make him perform free concerts to help 19 Entertainment, and he doesn't make a nickel on it, some of the concerts that he performs.
So he's bringing to light how the conditions are, almost slave-like.
But you know what it's going to be with these things.
Right, when you sign this up.
He wants out.
Yeah, interesting story. You're on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars, to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Deals like a PV Electric Guitar Pack, now only $89. Or Tannoy Reveal Studio Monitors, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good day. Bidding you a good day is Doug Steffen or Arb. Let's get the English straight here, Kenny. We're going to have a radio program based on speech and speaking and talking and doing it well. Let us have the correct English and grammar. So, as a former English teacher, I drive most of the people on the staff nuts. It's okay, though, because then we sound better, hopefully. Wednesday, the 28th, is upon us. 33 and change after the hour. In depth in this hour, Ken Kessler and I take a focus on sometimes three or four different things. In this circumstance, now there are, because we've spent so much time on this cold and horrible weather that's affecting many people. I just got a note from somebody in Reading, Pennsylvania, that says it's 13 degrees there. what can you do to warm us up? I don't know about that. I think send you to Reno, sir. How's that? Go to Reno or everything that's on the other side. Tyler, Texas is warm today. Hello. Those in Brownswood, hello to the, let's see, look, what other places can I go in Texas? No, I guess that's about it as far as warmth is concerned. 9 or 10 people, interestingly enough, when there are things going on locally, I hear about them. Savannah, Georgia, I would say hi to those of you who are breezing in. Columbus, how do you do? This is the Good Day program. So in depth in this hour, moving away from the storm and the outreach and some of the things that are happening politically, sometimes during this hour we spend a good deal of our focus on your well-being, health, especially this time of year, sort of going hand-in-hand with the information that hopefully you heard in the last half hour, tips on how to deal with the problems that are relative to snow, cold weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so with that comes a focus on your health. The cold weather that's going to grip and actually has New York City, East Coast communities, 12 degrees where I am on the farm this morning, and the high is expected to be 16 today. We had that about a month ago. And after a big snowstorm like this, the air gets cleared out. The cold comes down from Canada. We used to call it when I was a kid the Montreal Express. Now it's polar vortex or, you know what? It's just damn cold. That's what it is. And that's because it's wintertime. And that's what happens in the wintertime. So what are you doing to keep your body in shape? What are you doing to keep your immune system healthy? Keep your body strong? One of the things that has come up on the Dougometer is 3D food. Huh? 3D food. So now, journey with us, boys and girls, to the frontier of food. And let's look at this 3D printer. The first one I saw or read about, Kenny, spews out chocolate goodies.
Yum.
3D printed chocolate. You knew when you heard that Jay Leno was using a 3D printer to make parts for his old cars. You knew when Staples bought a whole bunch of these to install in their stores. You knew when you heard the strange things about the gun that was made by a 3D printer. Sooner or later, what's next? Food! Researchers are fiddling around with ways to use these new 3D printers to make different kinds of food. And the nutrition aspect, the sustainability of the food. See, that's one of the things that the locavore movement, as a dairy farmer, I'm very familiar because I sell my raw milk and cheeses, and people are very interested in eggs and the old Kennedy butter and egg stores. How many of you remember them? They were all about dairy. And my little store on the farm in Massachusetts here, Framingham, is all about doing things that the locavore movement wants to see where the food comes from. Look at the chickens laying their eggs. Up the street, there's a farm that produces produce. They want to go on the farm and pick their own lettuce, that kind of stuff. So there are creative folks who are interested in food sustainability, that is, keeping food healthy, good, and not having to use preservatives. So far, most of the work has to do with printing foods that are heavy in sugar, thus the chocolate. So, tonight, you can't go out and buy food, or you can't go buy a 3D printer and make yourself a festive, fun meal yet. But the growing momentum and early creations sort of hint at the way we may, in not too many years, be preparing our meals instead of taking them out of the refrigerator or going to the store, bringing it home, prepare them, put them on the stove. Nope. There's something that really will become part of the culinary fabric for years to come, says the director of Sugar Labs at a company called 3D Systems. Who would have thought that already there is a thing called a sugar laboratory at the company known as 3D Systems? The lady said, quote, "I think the way that happens most powerfully in terms of effect is when it impacts the kind of cultural ritual of eating, and that may be how it affects the real world, the cultural effects of eating." So I'm looking at five interesting things that have already been done on a 3D printer. And again, these are sugar-oriented, chocolate-oriented, wedding cake toppers. We actually should post these at DougStephan.com, Kenny. They're fascinating to look at how unique. That's what 3D printing is all about. Kind of like a snowflake. You'll never find two snowflakes the same. And apparently that's part of what 3D printing is all about. You can't make the same thing twice, which seems kind of counterintuitive. Isn't that what a printer is for?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But anyway, that's what this lady says at Sugar Lab. So there are wedding cake toppers. They're kind of interesting to look at. I'm wondering, actually, as an aside here, what does this stuff taste like? I'm looking for some kind of review of the things. Here's somebody who says that this is easy to swallow. This is aimed at people who don't have teeth or who have swallowing problems. and they eat food that's sort of in a puree form. The fellow who is working with this lady at this research facility says, quote, the blobs of puree that get on a plate don't look very appetizing, and as a result, the people who already have problems eating don't eat enough because it doesn't look good. Remember when Phil Limpert, who's the supermarket guru, was on this program all the time, he used to say it makes all of his research, which is over three decades, indicates one thing, and this is kind of a duh anyway, that people don't really want to eat anything unless it tastes good. No matter how good it is for you, people will stay away from it for the most part unless it's good. I mean, unless it tastes good. One exception to that around here is kale. Ugh. But it's my best half use them. Well, they make those Nutribullet things that you grind up the purees and all that. Ah. Mix it with some blueberries and it's okay. All right, anyway. So that'll be something. A 3D power protein drink. How are they going to do that? I think this has to be solid. I'm wondering about veggies, though. I just saw something. The research has begun to take on carrots, peas, and broccoli and print them. This is so bizarre. How do you take this stuff seriously? But there are 3D printed vegetables currently being served at a retirement home in Germany, where they've been making this food.
Wow.
So is it too, I guess that I'm carrying this out to, you know how, to the nth power, 10 to the 10th power. So I'm carrying this out, I'm moving it out. Because the focus at the moment is on color and flavor. But think about the vitamins. Now, I was just telling Kenny off the air about vitamins, zinc and echinacea and C and all the things that are good to bring your body's immune system up to par. I could see a time when you might be wearing something that senses what your body needs at any given time. And that information could go on one of those bands, the Fitbit things, into a 3D printer, and it prints you out what's good for you to eat in your next meal. Think about that as we turn our attention to more mundane things when it comes to your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next with the latest on what salt does for you, good or bad or indifferent, here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Joining us now in the Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and me is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has invited you to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com. Sign up for the free podcast launch they have there, and then you can learn more about what he does as a Nurka chiropractor. It's not just the... One of the things that Jack and I've been talking about it, this problem with my lower back that's been chronic since I was 18 years old. It's flared up. It's got the nerves all raw around what comes out of there and therefore affecting my being able to sit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is something that he's an expert in. He's an expert in lots of things. When it comes to medicine, this is a practical guy with practical solutions to your health problems. So check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com and make yourself make these podcasts available to you.
On the podcast, we can say all kinds of things we cannot say on open-air broadcast.
Really? Okay.
We can get into
the story behind
much,
the story.
Much deeper. That's right.
All right. Speaking of that, the risk that comes from using too much salt. Back again in the news, a bit more salt every day may, according to the new research, not harm you if you are older. What's the story behind the story?
Well, there's research to show that elevated levels of sodium in the bloodstream affect less than 1% of hypertensive patients. Less than 1% of high blood pressure is affected by salt. But the important thing is to get the salt the earth made, not the salt the major company with a purple-colored can out there that has sugar in it.
All right, so let's differentiate. You live in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Which is where the real salt comes from.
Yes.
So what's the difference between the stuff that you find in the Great Salt Lake versus the stuff that you're talking about in the can?
Well, the stuff that's in a can has been processed to make it super high in sodium, mm-hmm. as much as about 98%. It's about 98% sodium chloride. Mm-hmm. Sea salt, the salt that our ancestors have used, the Himalayan pink salt, real salt from South Central Utah, the Celtic sea salt from the Celtic shores of France, have multitudes of trace minerals in it. Mm-hmm. This stuff has been filtered out for the common table salt, because when people want salt, the market says give them something super, super salty,
right,
instead of something more flavorful.
It has
loaded with trace minerals.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So sea salt, so how do you tell by looking at the can or the jar or the bottle that the salt comes in that it's the real McCoy?
Well, look for Himalayan pink sea salt or Celtic sea salt.
Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C. Celtic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or anything that is really touting sea salt. salt. This salt comes from the sea with as little processing as possible.
All right, next up, the high levels of formaldehyde in these e-cigarettes, the vapor that comes out of them, these are really bad news.
I know.
They really are.
I know. When some of my patients ask me about this thing and how they've jumped from burning tobacco to the
burning other things in their body.
Well, the liquid nicotine that's in these solutions, and formaldehyde is a stabilizing. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. Mm-hmm. It was a suspected carcinogen up to about 3 or 4 years ago, and then with some more advanced tests that were done, the CDC came out and said, no, this is a known carcinogen. Mm-hmm. Now, the argument is that formaldehyde will quickly metabolize into formic acid inside the body, and then the body will get rid of the formic acid through the urine. But as long as that formaldehyde is there, it is a known carcinogen.
Don't use those things. Stay the hell away from them. Stop. There's plenty of ways to stop smoking that are not controversial, and they work, as a matter of fact. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, sign up for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctor.com, JackStockwell.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is good song, Richie. This is good pop music.
Take me way back.
Prince from Purple Rain song was a big song during 1985. What movie is this from?
Purple Rain.
Oh, it is. It's from Purple Rain.
It's Purple Rain song.
I Would Die For You. There are a lot of good songs.
Get from the hand gestures with it, too, Doug.
What are they? Richie, show me right now.
Point to you. I point to you.
Really?
And then I would die for you. Point back to me.
Point to your eyes.
And then back to you.
Do a four, and then a point at you.
Exactly.
All right, that's very clever. Boy, am I hip or not? Roberta, what do you think? Am I still hip?
You are the hippest person I know in corduroys.
I actually have my corduroys and a turtleneck on right now, as a matter of fact.
I figured as much.
I'm ready to jump out into the snow as soon as we are done here. Time for us to spend time on movies, though. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Chuck, you're in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Any snow on the ground there?
only snowed about 2 inches yesterday, nothing overnight, so right. It pretty much bypassed us. I just want to point out, speaking of 1984, I hosted, put together a revival of Footloose with Kevin Bacon Sunday night. We had about 50 people show up.
Oh, cool.
Boy, did that movie hold up. That is a lot of fun watching it with a crowd on the big screen.
Yeah, well, there are some of those, and you've done such a great job of working those films in your local area. Shows what other people, if you have one of these nice old theaters in your town, what you can do, just listen to what Chucker is doing with the theater he's got in his town. Time for our contest now. We are, through next Friday, offering you a chance to listen on this part of the program to three excerpts from a popular movie and then tell us what it is so that you can qualify for our drawing on Friday, the 6th, a week from this Friday, for the Beaches Resorts Getaway. You'll be able to choose whether you want to go to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, thanks to the Beaches Resort folks. You want to qualify? What a day to be qualifying for that. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. See if you can identify the movie. This is the first clip.
Okay, people, coming through official police business. I want you to step lively. Do not make me abuse my power.
All right. I know who it is.
So the
which one of the stupid movies that he made?
The story behind the story, Gene Siskel, one of the great movie critics of our time, would have been 69, in fact, today. He claimed this was the only movie that he ever walked out of while he was
That means I would like it.
Yeah, probably. Chucker, have you recognized this yet, Chucker?
I'm not 100% positive.
All right, next clip, Richie.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck, no food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
I'm trying to place that voice. All right.
You know him.
I do. Okay, last cut.
Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying?
And the mothers in their cars, the good thing they're not in their cars today. Well, maybe they are outside of New England. Mommy, what does all that mean? Roberta will translate later. All right. So if you know what that movie is, you'll call us now at 888-302-3684. See if we can qualify you for this drawing. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist. And I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015. As far as healthy snacks and also as of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudite. Take the Laughing Cow cheeses challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheLaughingCowUSA and do their 31 days of reinvention challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Hi, Leroy, what's the name of that movie?
It's actually Black Sheep.
Oh, close but no cigar.
Yes. It is Black Sheep. What do you mean close with no
sleep? Oh, wait a minute. He did say Black Sheep.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Right.
I said Tommy Boy, and it is Black Sheep.
It is Black
Got
Sheep.
It.
You got it. All of his movies confused.
Right, yeah. And you qualify for the drawing. Chucker, quick movie news segment.
One bit of news. Paramount Pictures moving up the release date to Mission Impossible 5 by 5 months instead of December of this year. It's going to come out July 31st of this year. Tom Cruise once again stars.
Why? Why are they changing it?
They probably need a movie to. It's probably completed, and they need a film to fit into the summer slot.
They've completed it already. I thought you just finished shooting it before Christmas. That's pretty amazing turnaround.
Yeah, I guess they put it in the can and edit it, and they'll have it ready to go in July.
59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.